Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Tara from Carver joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this very special hockey team.
All right. So my boys are part of a hockey team called the Great Blizzards of Massachusetts, an inclusive hockey team located in Kingston, Massachusetts. And they also just opened a sister team located in South Dennis, Mass. So it's a hockey team for anyone. If you can't play in a regular hockey team, then you get to play on this one. And it's amazing. They actually receive a lot of donations. So we try to outfit all of our players free of charge with just the registration fee.
What do you mean by can't play on a regular hockey team? Like, what are some of the struggles the players are facing?
So some of these kids have autism spectrum disorder. They might have mobility issues. Maybe they're missing a limb or they have to get around with a walker. We have sleds that these kids can get on the ice and actually skate around. But we have amazing coaches that will, you know, push them around on the ice. We have kids that, there's so many different Down syndrome. We have a couple Down syndrome players, growth restrictions. I mean, it's really anything. They could be blind, they could be hard of hearing. If they want to play hockey and they can't play on a hockey team, then this is the team for them.
And what is the name of the team again? I'm sorry, I couldn't quite understand you.
Sure. It's the Great Blizzards of Massachusetts Inclusive Hockey.
The Great Lizards?
Blizzards, like a storm.
Blizzards,
so
okay.
Storm blizzard.
Great Lizards would really be cool, though.
I know, Great Lizards is kind of a cool name.
Because when I think hockey, I think an animal that lives in the desert.
I think giant reptiles on skates.
That's why my brain was just could not wrap my mind around where this was going. This is so cool. This is such a great idea. You want to see as many kids getting involved in sports.
Yeah.
And obviously,
no matter what,
if kids have challenges and they can't get on, I don't want to say a regular team, but a competitive team like that, but they still want to get out on the ice. They want to get out on the field or on the pitch or whatever.
Yep.
You need to have teams that include everybody.
100%.
I love this so much.
Love it.
And our executive director, he's so inspired to actually push for change in the community. He had this idea to do a radio show. So we actually created a radio show that just started in July. We're on another radio station, and I do a weekly radio show with another co-host, and we try to educate the community on different special needs resources available to educate and really just try to break the stigma.
What's the name of the radio station, and what time are you on?
So it's 95.9. It's WATD out of Marshfield, and the radio show is called Breaking the Ice, Let's Talk Inclusion.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a really good radio station. So is there a website or something that the people can go and learn about the blizzards, not the lizards?
Yeah. So it's thegreatblizz.org. And then we also have a Facebook page where we have pictures and videos of all of our amazing players. But we also have a Facebook page for our radio show, too, which is Breaking the Ice, Let's Talk Inclusion. And we do post all of our recordings.
Tara, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think you and the Great Blizzards are now officially members of the Good Vibe Tribe.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
And again, check out the website, thegreatblizz.org. Thanks, Tara. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, it's just that simple. Give us a call, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Tell us what you got going on, and we'll get you inside the Good Vibe Tribe to share it with everybody. We love to hear these stories. Do you have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning, Kennedy?
I don't.
Okay.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. And yes, we are back here in the studio this morning. And I don't know what it's like for you if you get a chance to get some time off over the holidays, but what they normally do for us when we're off for the holidays is they mess with everything while we're gone.
They make everything better. Everything.
They make everything better. That is a positive way to look at it.
But I mean, at the end of the day, they can't do it when we're all in here, so...
Yeah, so...
They had to work when we didn't.
Our office obviously runs 24/7. There's pretty much always somebody around. So when we leave for vacation over the holidays, that's when they do all of the work. So when we come back to work on Monday, our office is in utter disarray and change. And when I mean change, they changed everything in the studio. As far as all of the computers, as far as all the microphone stands.
My computer's so fast now.
Woo! Kennedy doesn't even know how. She's like, that's how traffic's supposed to work?
I don't even know what to tell you. This is remarkable.
And so they have put cameras in the studio, which they did last year, and they're still trying to do the last tweaks of it to get it all working properly.
Yes.
Which means all new microphone stands. It means all new computers. I have another screen. And then just trying to get logged into all of your stuff. I don't know.
Remember your passwords after 2 weeks?
Well, because I have everything saved, you know.
I would like to thank the Lord and whomever in the universe for Chrome saving all of my stuff, because I would be screwed otherwise.
Yeah, see, I don't use Chrome like you do.
Like a champ.
And so I was having to pull out my notebook and see my 5,000 passwords for all of our different accounts to get logged in, and I'm still not in the middle.
It happens every single time.
It does.
I want to applaud you because usually... It shakes you pretty hard.
It does.
And you can't, I can't bring you back.
It's tough.
So I'm good for you.
Thank you.
For not allowing this to bother you, because it's just stuff.
There's
we'll get there.
One thing, though. There's one thing that is just getting on me.
What's that?
So they put in these beautiful new, what they're called mic booms. And this is the thing that holds our microphones that we talk into. And they're gorgeous.
And if you've listened to the show at all, you listen to me and Carson doing this all the time, because the old ones
they were old. And so we have these beautiful new ones, and they work spectacularly well. And except mine is on upside down right now. They have not got it fixed properly. It is upside down. As notice how your microphone is sitting? Yours is the proper way. Okay? Yours is flipped over the other way.
Actually, I think it's supposed to... Well, anyway, I don't... It is.
So you will see there is a red light.
I see what you're looking at.
I am now, when I try and look at either of you, all I see is a red light, because
isn't that normal when you look at me, all you see is red? No.
Oh, gosh, still got it in 2025.
She's back.
You're not rusty from Thailand.
No, she's not.
So every time I go to look at Kennedy or I go to look at Dan, there is it's like a Squid Game thing or something.
It's like the Men in Black thing, like the nebulizer where you just click it.
I'm just going to forget everything.
Your whole memory just gets wiped. Every time we go on the air, that red light pops up.
It does. Like, every time I turn on, and I turn to look at you guys, I'm like, why don't you have those? And I'm like, oh, because your things are upside down. I can't even see. You don't have a red light on yours.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Yours is working. Yours is not working, Dan.
Is my mic on?
It is. Well, I can be heard.
I'm just going to yell loud.
But anyway.
Well, maybe there's a way we can...
Yeah, they're working on it. They reached out to me over the holidays and said, hey, this is what we're working on and all that stuff.
Right.
I got a lot of phone calls, too, over the holidays. Sal must have called me like 3 or 4 times while we were on vacation.
He must have been bored. I got one text.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Because we did good.
Yeah.
We got a good report card.
He called me once and he could not get off the phone fast enough.
Oh, really?
He gave me the facts and he was like, all right.
Good job. You keep it up. See
you. Good job. Good effort. See you in 2025.
No, he called me multiple times. We have a new phone number that's going to be launching here at the radio station. You want to talk about that? We have a new text line. We're going to launch about that. We got meetings.
It's just nothing to talk about.
Oh, that could have been an email.
Swear to God. We already knew this was happening.
I like talking to him, though.
And that's why he calls you.
It's true. Yeah. He knows that I will answer.
It's not that I don't like talking to him. I just don't like talking.
Yeah, it's not him, but when my phone rings, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I do that, too. And if it's Sal, it's usually like in the first 3 seconds that it rings. I'm like, all right, let me just get this over with real quick. Well, anyway, it is good to see you guys.
It is
good to be back.
It's good to be back.
I'm happy that you are here and healthy and safe and all of that after your travels to that strange country as Florida.
Thanks, Carson. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Dan.
It was a long and arduous trip.
Yeah, I'm sure your trip from Florida was the same as mine from Chiang Mai.
I met many interesting people that I've never seen before.
Right.
The culture is very different.
I slept next to strangers in an airport.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So the Golden Globes were last night. Who knew?
I did. I watched a little bit of them. It's weird.
No idea.
I thought Nikki Glaser did a really, really good job.
Yeah.
I thought she was very funny.
Yeah.
At least what I saw.
All of the reviews coming in say that she did a great job, that it was a pretty quick show. Like, the show moved along for the most part.
She roasted everybody, which I thought
was
good.
Yeah, so we'll get to that in a second. Before the show started, the internet was on fire because Zendaya was on the red carpet with a big old ring on that finger, and people who were spotting saw that she has a little tattoo with the letter T for Tom Holland.
Mm.
So are they engaged? Who knows? But there we are. Nikki
little
Glaser,
spider babies on the way?
Maybe so. Nikki Glaser opened up the show with a monologue taking shots at everybody. Here's a little bit of that.
Welcome to the 82nd Golden Globes, Ozempic's biggest night. If you're watching on CBS, hello. If you're watching on Paramount Plus, you have 6 days left to cancel your free trial.
Hey-o.
I mean, even Oscar-winning actor Eddie Redmayne did TV this year. He's nominated for Peacock's The Day of the Jackal, yes? It's about a top-secret elite sniper that no one can find because he's on Peacock. Nicole Kidman is here. Oh my gosh. Thank you for working so hard. And thank you to Keith Urban for playing guitar around the house so much that she wants to leave and make 18 movies a year. Selena Gomez is here tonight with her new fiance, Benny Blanco. And Benny Blanco is here because of the genie who granted him that wish. Man, lucky guy.
And there you
She's
go.
She's so funny.
She did a great job.
She really did. I think she, from the clips I saw this morning, she, you know, it wasn't too mean. It was right where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked to the people who were going to play her games, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
as a Christmas gift, my girlfriend got tickets to see her in February at the weighing, which means I will be seeing her in February at the weighing.
We'll have to see if she'll come in and hang out with us, Dan.
Big winners were The Brutalist, winning for Best Motion Picture. Emilia Perez took Best Picture, Musical or Comedy. Emilia Perez took home 4 awards and all. The Brutalist walked away with 3. And Demi Moore won her first award ever in her whole 45 years of acting for The Substance. And cinematic and box office achievement went to Wicked. Here is John M. Chu, who's the director, accepting.
Is this 34?
4. Sorry.
That's all right. Mm-hmm.
My parents came to this country and loved Wizard of Oz. They tell us about the golden yellow brick road and the rainbow, a place over the rainbow that all your dreams come true if you dare to dream it. And so when I'm up here looking at you, living the dream and looking at this beautiful, beautiful cast, it's more beautiful than I ever thought it could be.
I watched the movie finally.
Thoughts?
While I was sitting overnight in the Seoul airport. I liked it. I liked it.
I watched it too.
I don't think, I mean, I liked it. It's good. I don't think Ariana Grande is like Academy Award winning stuff that people are saying, but I liked it.
What about Cynthia Erivo?
I liked her. I didn't feel her.
Your reaction is more tepid
than I thought.
Can I say something about it real quick? So I didn't know the backstory of what this was about.
We have talked about this.
This has shattered my whole life.
Carson, we have had this discussion.
This has shattered my whole life. This is like finding out that Darth Vader is the good guy. I am so confused by this backstory of
this. We have literally had this conversation.
I know it's the backstory to her, but I didn't realize it was because she was the good person and the good witch is the bad person. I didn't know any of that.
I don't think she's a bad person. She was just kind of stuck up.
I didn't know any of that. And just my whole life just unraveling before me as I watch this movie unfold.
Okay, well, this is just one man's idea of what it could be. This has nothing to do with Frank Baum's story.
I got it, but I didn't know that.
The guy who wrote the book, he's from here, lives here.
Like I said, I knew it was her backstory, but I didn't realize she was going to be the good person. And
I don't think you're the only one who was surprised.
I was like, my whole world is turned upside down. No, I don't do research before I watch them. That's why I watch them.
I thought it was fantastic and should have won all the awards.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I did. But I was just so conflicted watching the whole thing. I was like, oh my God, I had it wrong.
Well, if you want to have your mind.
I was so confused.
I've been lied to all these years.
But that's the whole idea. And he wrote lots of books. So he wrote a book about from the standpoint of Cinderella's Evil Stepsister.
Okay.
He
can't have my world turned upside down anymore,
He's written a whole bunch of books, and basically he just wanted to take it from another point of view, right?
Yeah, sure.
Like, she was always considered to be the bad person, but, you know, they were... And Carson, there's a whole second movie. There's a whole second act, buddy. But they'll bring it back.
Okay.
Bring it back for good.
She hit that note in Defying Gravity, though.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yep. Let's see, how much time do I have left?
You got time. How about Gerard Mayo?
Gerard Mayo. Okay, so, well... Say bye. A statement from
deuces.
from the Twitters. Statement from Patriots Chairman and CEO Robert Kraft. After the game today, I informed Gerard Mayo that he will not be returning as the head coach of the New England Patriots in 2025. It's one of the hardest decisions I ever had to make. Blah, blah, blah. I've always considered myself and my family as custodians of a public asset. We have tremendous fans who expect and deserve a better product than we have delivered in recent years. Hmm. I'm going to say it's not Gerard's fault, but that's just me.
Well, you can have bad players and a bad coach. They're not mutually exclusive.
And a bad front of house and all of that.
Everything's bad right now.
Do you think? I have one quick question, though, Kennedy.
Go ahead.
Do you think after... So, you know, if they'd have lost that game yesterday, they would have had the number one pick in the draft.
They didn't lose.
They didn't lose. They ended up winning that stupid game yesterday, which shot them down.
He left the whole starting defense in the whole game.
Like, they went out there trying to win that game. They were throwing the ball down the field. Meanwhile, Buffalo was not trying to win the game and laughed when the game was over by allowing the Patriots to win that game and watching the Patriots no longer get the first round draft pick. Do you think that's what did him in?
I hate it for him. No, he was probably on the way out. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, he should have been.
But I feel bad. In any event, that's what I
got. He got fired an hour after the game.
It took 15
minutes.
Fans weren't
even out of the Gillette parking lot.
This is called Black Monday, right? This is when all the coaches
he didn't make it through Sunday. He didn't make it to the press conference.
But I mean, like, isn't this the time?
He was at the press conference and they were changing the locks on Gillette Stadium.
Aww.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our brand new partners over at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Macy from Boylston.
Hi, Macy.
Good morning.
Macy's in the car on the way to the Green Line. How's that going? Slow zones? Yes, no, maybe?
There are no slow zones.
Slow zone free.
There are no slow zones.
I know they said that, but then I think you missed it where they had some issues right
there
after they
There are no slow zones right now, this moment.
Keep saying that out loud.
Well,
Macy, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
You MBTA apologist.
That's me. I'm a big fan. They did what they said. Doesn't happen a lot. Good luck, Macy.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy has left the studio. She's no longer able to hear anything that is happening. Is your blinker on, by the way?
It is. I can shut it off.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, this is Massachusetts. We don't use blinkers.
Yeah.
You must not be from here. If anyone honks, you just flip them off.
Are you ready, Macy?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question number one. The donkey who inspired Eddie Murphy's character in Shrek passed away. He was 30. He lived in a pasture in Palo Alto, California. Finnish donkey's most famous line from Shrek. And in the morning, I'm making blank.
Waffle.
Jason Momoa will play the DC character Lobo in the upcoming Supergirl movie, which means he's done playing the role of which DC superhero that he starred as for multiple movies.
Aquaman.
Nicki Minaj is being sued for allegedly assaulting a tour employee. Name this Nicki Minaj song. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Super Bait.
Question number three. Chick-fil-A recently tweaked their waffle fries and added pea starch to the coating to keep them crispy. It was only a minor change, but now there's an uproar and fans are not happy. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
Question number five. Norman Reedus turns 56 today. He played Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead. He also starred in which Boston-based crime movie about two Irish brothers inspired to cleanse Boston of evil with their own brand of vigilante justice?
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, what's a Boston movie? The Town?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I had to revisit that movie over the holidays, too. It holds up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Can you believe that movie's like a decade old? The Town is?
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't want to say anything. Kennedy was.
Oh, no. I was talking about the other movie.
Oh, yeah. The town's fantastic.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Whose car are we going to take?
Macy got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Okay.
I think you're the only guy in Charlestown with a gun.
Forget the show. Let's just go to town. Kennedy would love that.
Yes. If Carson does enough Boston accent, it will turn Jamaican very, very, very.
Yeah, I'm on.
There will be patois happening quicker than you know.
Bop, bop. These are like tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The donkey who inspired Eddie Murphy's character in Shrek passed away. He was 30, and he lived in a pasture in Palo Alto, California. Aww. Finnish donkey's most famous line from Shrek. And in the morning, I'm making blank.
Waffles.
Tied at 1. Jason Momoa will play the DC character Lobo in the upcoming Supergirl movie, which means he's done playing the role of which DC superhero that he starred as for multiple movies.
Aquaman.
Tied at 2. Nicki Minaj is being sued for allegedly assaulting a tour employee. Name this Nicki Minaj song.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's super bass.
Tied at 3. Chick-fil-A recently tweaked the waffle fries and added pea starch to the coating to keep them crispy. It was only a minor change, but now there is an uproar and fans are not happy.
They added what now?
Pea starch.
Oh, okay.
Sounds appetizing.
If what you is didn't know, I bet you wouldn't know.
Apparently fans knew. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Norman Reedus turns 56 today. He played Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead. He also starred in which Boston-based crime movie about two Irish brothers inspired to cleanse Boston of evil with their own brand of vigilante justice?
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints, not the town. That is correct.
I watched the second Boondock Saints, number 2, because I couldn't sleep. No, it's terrible, but I love it so much. I love it so much.
Willem Dafoe in the first one was fantastic.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Macy, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving without a nice parting gift. You have just won yourself a pair of tickets to see Dancing with the Stars January 16th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can buy tickets at LiveNation.com, but why are you going to do that? Because you have them for free.
Woo-hoo!
You can turn your blinker on now.
Thank
again.
You. Yeah.
You can go ahead and make that turn.
Yeah.
She's been driving straight for the past 10 minutes.
She's been stopped dead in traffic.
Hadn't been able to make a turn. Macy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Macy from Boylston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
1041.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into, maybe over the holidays or this past weekend. Kennedy, how about you?
This weekend, I slept. I slept from when I got home on Friday at around noon until 10 o'clock last night.
And why is that?
Almost straight through. Well, because I was in Thailand. And I won't take up the entire time to talk about my trip.
I kind
of
want you to.
I have lots of nuggets coming your way. I have lots of things that happen.
What's it like being on an airplane for 18 straight hours?
It's a long time. But if there's one thing you're able to do in your life, I mean, I saved up for this vacation for a while, but buy the lay down seats.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer. I've never felt so big pimping in my whole life.
What did you watch?
I read a lot, and I watched, let's see, I watched Law and Order, I watched...
Like all of it?
Well, they only have like 3 or 4 episodes, at a, you know, that you can watch, but yeah, I read mostly or tried to sleep because, you know, but I don't sleep too well on airplanes.
And how was the food?
On the airplane?
Yeah.
Top notch.
Top notch.
Yeah. I mean, on Korean Air, you get like silverware and silver chopsticks.
That's
and
cool.
They come and they give you cloths for your face. And
mm-hmm.
10 out of 10 recommend. And seeing the elephants was...
Did you live your dream of the elephant sanctuary?
Yeah. I don't think that day will ever get topped. Mm. Someone will have to work real hard to do that. I don't think they will.
They better have elephants.
It was amazing.
We're going to start first with our ride or die from day one, Corey from Medford.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Happy New Year,
Hello.
My friend.
Happy New Year.
I saw you did some traveling down south. Where did you go?
Yeah, we went down to Nashville for my brother-in-law's wedding to his beautiful new wife, who at the end of the ceremony announced that while they were preparing for the wedding, they found out she's pregnant.
Congratulations!
So, yay! So we're looking at a new nephew.
Aww.
That's exciting.
And yeah, we had a fantastic time. We, our Airbnb, we could see the note drop at the New Year's celebration, and the hubby went over to stand in the 100,000 people crowd to see some of the artists, and I stayed in the nice Airbnb and waited for the fireworks to go off at the roof stack.
I think you did that right.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Corey. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Bye, buddy.
B-Side from Gloucester. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning. Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We're hitting all the ride or dies right on day one.
Yep, that's how we roll.
Yeah, I had what I will call Capricorn chaos for Christmas. You know, it was a nice, easygoing day with fried food, mozzarella sticks, crab rangoons. And then I got a call that my mother unfortunately fell and hit her face leaving a friend's house and was being rushed to the hospital.
Oh.
And so I flew into Gloucester like a bat, you know, and she broke four ribs, was transferred to Boston. She's doing fine now. She's in physical therapy. And then she turned 70 on Saturday, so my brother and I coordinated and went to go visit her, got our cake and everything. And then she texted me yesterday, she's got COVID. Yay!
Your mother needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap, put into a lovely, comfortable room, and not be allowed to walk and move.
We have to protect this woman.
We must protect her at all costs.
What's your mom's name, B-Side?
Kathy.
All right, we're breaking a rule to start 2025. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Kathy gets what Kathy. Yeah, Kathy's been through it.
It sounds like a lot. We did the road trip down to Charlotte, North Carolina, to see my sister-in-law and her husband and their two dogs. And we brought our dog and Barrett, and then some other family came and they brought their dog. There were so many dogs in this house.
Carolina Christmas.
It was. They just bought a house back in the spring. It's their first home. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, what you get for the dollar down there, completely different than what you get for the dollar up here.
I could buy Thailand.
Their house is like four bedroom, two and a half bath. I think it's like, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 square feet, two car garage, and I think it was $12.
Mm-hmm.
New construction.
But you have to live in Charlotte.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, if you like NASCAR, where they live is it. We went and did go-karts in NASCAR country.
Yes.
Which is on another level.
Yes.
This totally isn't your neighborhood.
A lot of Dale Earnhardt hats.
Oh, bro. No, there's people running you off the track because they
well,
do
Robin's
this.
Well, Robin's racing, man.
No, I almost died out there, Dan. I almost died. You have to get in the full get up. You have to wear the fire retardant head sock. You have to wear the helmet. You have to wear the neck brace.
Here and they mm-hmm. don't anymore.
50 miles an hour, Dan,
yes.
is how fast these
Let's
things go.
And there's just a 12-year-old with dip in his mouth running circles.
No kids allowed.
He's running the.
No, these are adults that work for NASCAR teams that are out there to teach you that you don't deserve to be on the same track with them. I'm not even kidding you.
That sounds awesome.
It was wild. And it was $4 to do it. I was like, this should cost a lot more because it's fun and dangerous. All right, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend, or maybe what you got into if you had a chance to travel for your vacation. We'll do more of that coming up next. Again, you can call or text 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
34.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number, 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you got into maybe over the weekend, or if you want to share what you got into over the holidays. Alex is from Cannes. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Listen, Kennedy, you're going to love this one. He went to a superstore, but a special kind of superstore. Kennedy.
Okay, give it to me.
That's right, yes. So this probably sounds a little tame for the average 23-year-old, but my friends and I spent our Sunday at the used book superstore in Burlington.
I could get behind
this
that.
This massive, massive place. Yes, incredible. Like wall-to-wall books. Every author I looked for, I found. And I walked out of there with probably 12 books. I spent about $35 on the whole thing. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I love it.
How many books would you say you have in your collection, Alex?
In my collection overall, it's getting to the point where I'm starting to put some in storage to make room for my new books. So it's pretty intense. I'd say I have over 100, definitely.
I follow somebody on social media who collects books, and they recently discovered this device. It's like a handheld digital scanner. And what you can do is you scan the back of your book, the barcode, and it creates essentially your own library. So you can go in.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, and it was cheap. It was like 10, 15 bucks on Amazon or whatever. And this guy was so beside himself with joy that he could now catalog every book that he has. And it automatically knows your book. So it brings up the artwork. It shows you the author, when it was released, all of that stuff. So I'm going to suggest you go find that device for yourself.
Okay, thank you. I'll definitely look into that. Are you two reading anything at the moment that you can recommend?
I read 5 books while I was gone.
Me too.
Now, here's the question. Sorry. Can I remember what I read?
I read 5 books while I was on vacation as well.
Did you?
But it was the entire Percy Jackson and the Olympian series.
I am a
middle schooler at heart, and I had never read them before.
That's still a good one. I teach middle school, so that's a good one.
Text in or email me, and I'll send you what I read.
Thank you, Alex. We appreciate that. Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Hey, girl.
I'm here.
So your dog had puppies?
Oh. Yes, she had 5 puppies.
No.
On January 3rd. Kennedy, you remember the one that licked you in Pheasant Lane Mall?
I do.
That's the one that had puppies.
Oh, sweet. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What kind of dog is it that had the puppies?
It's a pug. Oh. And I also have pug and poodle mixed puppies. That was an oops. That are almost 3 weeks old. So I got a house full of puppies.
There was an oops.
Good night.
Are your pugs for the streets?
Yes. I told you when we were down in Charlotte, like Lana's sister, they have 2 dogs, and then we had our dog and then somebody else. So there was 4 dogs running around, and my sister-in-law is obsessed with Boston Terriers. That's what they have, 2 Terriers. Their entire house is covered in Terrier stuff. They had a separate Christmas tree that was black and white that was decorated with nothing but Terriers on the Christmas tree.
Adorbs.
They have blow-up Boston Terriers for their front yard. Like, you know, you have Santa Claus? They had a 4-foot-tall Boston Terrier wearing a Santa hat.
Why not?
Feels like it's bordering on a lot.
Why not?
But who am I to judge?
Steph from Norwood, good morning.
Good morning.
Big day for your son?
Yes, our son Ethan turned 3. We decided to have a preschool party. So we had 11 3-year-olds running around, and it was wild.
What do 11 3-year-olds do?
They all went in the bounce house, and then they quickly left and did something else, and then they went back in the bounce house, and they ate cupcakes and just ran around like crazy.
Oh, that sounds awesome, though.
And any trips to the
age.
Any trips to the emergency room?
No trips to the emergency room, but we're currently drowning in Magna tiles. That's what everyone gave us, and you have about 300 of them.
What is it?
A Magna tile? You know what Magna tiles are?
Why would I know what a Magna tile is?
Yeah, lots of people donated them over the years for 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, make sure you tell them. Don't tell him anything. He's 3 years old. He's not going to care. Thank you, Steph.
He cares about Paw Patrol.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your holiday or your weekend?
I had a great time. I was in Southwest Florida for 2 full weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I got off the plane Saturday, and as soon as I walked outside, I was like, oh, my God, it's so cold here.
Mm-hmm.
It was 75 or 80 every single day.
Did you wear a coat? I didn't wear a coat.
I brought a coat down because I knew it was going to be cold on the way back.
I didn't, because I didn't want to have to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got into that Uber, I was like, woof! This little sweatsuit isn't doing it.
And it was great. I just hung out in the sun. I hung with my family. We went to the circus. I went to the zoo. I went kayaking.
Mm.
I saw more dolphins than people. It was a great time.
Oh, damn.
Did your girlfriend come down?
She went down. Her family was like, you're not leaving before Christmas.
Yeah.
So she spent Christmas with her family and then came down for the second week.
Right.
From the 26th to the 1st.
What's the craziest thing you saw in Florida?
God. Nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the people.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say it's Florida.
Right.
Yeah, but it's Southwest. It's like a sleepy retirement community.
Right.
The average age is like 105.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get too crazy out there.
Right. That sounds perfect.
Craziest thing I saw in North Carolina, Kennedy?
Go on.
You know how we have the don't block the box thing here in traffic? They'll draw the X's, like don't block the intersection.
Sure.
In North Carolina, they actually stop and wait at green lights. They don't block the intersection. It was the craziest, kindest, got me so confused thing I've ever seen in my life.
And if I may, the weirdest thing I saw or the most interesting thing, the traffic in Thailand, or especially Bangkok, is unbelievable.
They don't believe in street lines or anything like that.
No, well, street lights, yes, they'll stop.
No, street lines. Like, well, you can make as many lanes as you can fit a car.
Well, it's just the roads are so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just dudes on mopeds risking death constantly?
Yes, and I took a you can Uber those. Those are rides.
Oh,
that's awesome. But but nobody honks.
What?
People are cutting in and out. Nobody honks. And I asked my guide, I'm like, why is this? And he goes, because it's disrespectful.
I was blown away.
The Buddha would not play that.
And you know what I mean? It's unreal. I hardly heard one horn the entire time.
2025, we get rid of car horns in the United States. What do you say?
I would love it.
Nah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Do you know what that means, Kennedy? You have symmetrical all-wheel drive?
No. The same on every wheel?
That is exactly
symmetry.
It.
Symmetry?
Look at you. You nailed it. It's all-wheel drive all the time.
Yeah, the one
perfectly
thing I don't have, which is why I get stranded in the snow.
Perfectly explained. Nice work, Kennedy. Say good morning to Chris from Salem.
Hi.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Carson. How's it going?
Good, good.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Chris.
Oh, this studio isn't big enough for the two of us, Kennedy. Would you please leave the studio?
Okay, champ. Good luck.
You varmint.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now left out of the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Billie Eilish's Bird of a Feather, Birds of a Feather was the biggest song on streaming in 2024 with almost 1.8 billion streams. It edged out which Sabrina Carpenter song by just over 500,000 streams?
Espresso?
50 years ago today, in 1975, the first episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC. Has Vanna White been on Wheel for over or under 4 decades?
Over.
Mufasa won a quiet week at the box office. Which actor who passed away in 2024 was the original voice of Mufasa?
Jeremy Irons.
The family that owns the Breaking Bad house in New Mexico is selling it. They're asking $4 million. Even though it would only be worth $350,000 if it wasn't famous, which city did Breaking Bad take place in?
Albuquerque, New Mexico. And boy, I just realized you said Mufasa, and that was definitely James Earl Jones, but if you got to give me it wrong, I totally understand.
You got to use your listening ears.
Question number 5.
Oh my God.
In an appearance on Bunny Exo's podcast, Kristen Cavallari said she had a fling with Morgan Wallen about a year ago. Kristen was married to which former NFL quarterback for a decade?
Oh, the Cutlet, Jay Cutler.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! I'm a big Chris fan.
Good stuff. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Chris, who shared that he just got his coffee and his coffee cake, and he's ready to start the day.
Let's go.
Got 4 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1, Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather was the biggest song on streaming in 2024 with almost 1.8 billion streams. It edged out which Sabrina Carpenter song by just over 500,000?
Espresso.
Tied at 1. 50 years ago today, 1975, the first episode of Wheel of Fortune aired on NBC. Has Vanna White been on Wheel for over or under 4 decades?
Wow. What year did you say it started, please?
1975.
I'm going to say yes.
Are you saying over or under?
Over.
Since 1982.
Maybe the best gig on TV. You work 2 days every 2 weeks. You flip a couple letters, you make millions.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Mufasa won a quiet week at the box office. Which actor who passed away in 2024 was the original voice of Mufasa?
James Earl Jones.
3-2. Question number 4. Sorry, Chris. He answered it, but like 2 questions later.
Oh.
He misheard the question the first time.
He said Jeremy Irons.
I was thinking about Scar.
Yeah.
The family that owns the Breaking Bad house in New Mexico is selling it. They're asking $4 million, even though it's really only worth about $350,000 if it wasn't famous. Which city did Breaking Bad take place in?
Albuquerque.
4-3, question number 5. In an appearance... What was that? Did you hit?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure it wasn't me. In an appearance on Bunny XO's podcast, Kristen Cavallari said she had a fling with Morgan Wallen about a year ago. Kristen was married to which former NFL quarterback for a decade?
Jay Cutler.
That is correct.
We also would have accepted the cutlet.
We would have?
Yeah. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Chris, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But thank you for calling in.
Come back anytime.
Yeah, we do appreciate you listening.
Oh, this was a redemption week for me personally. I have played before, and I did lose the exact same way.
Oh. Well, we'll try again.
So. Yeah.
Well, we in the biz call that womp womp.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Chris from Salem, and I still can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
By now you've heard the news. Jerod Mayo is out, head coach of the New England Patriots. And I was just so upset about them winning that game yesterday because how it affects the future of the franchise. Not necessarily because you take the first round pick, but you can take that and parlay that into lots of other things
sure.
for the team, right?
Sure.
Looking down the road. This is going to affect the team possibly for years down the road, winning that stupid game yesterday that did not matter. And so while I was screaming at the television, we were putting away our holiday decorations, my wife, Lana, had some questions.
Head coach, offensive coordinator, Al, gone. What is your question?
My question is, and I've been wondering this for a while, and it kind of overlaps into all sports because gambling is involved in sports and, you know, and everybody thought they need to lose. They need to lose so we can get the number one draft pick. Agree. I agree. But can a coach, can a team go into a room and be like, we need to essentially throw this game? Is that legal? I mean, not legal, but like there are rules in the NFL and
the NBA. There are rules in society, too. A CEO leading a company can't lead it to fail, and he can get in trouble for that. So that's a great question. No, he can't go into the locker room and say, we're going to lose this game. But he can do things as a head coach. For example, they put in the backup quarterback who had a fantastic first half. He played great. Good for him. Bench his ass for the second half. The punter should have been playing quarterback for the third quarter. And then they should have had...
are there questions raised around that then after the fact? Like,
yeah, probably Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft were, dumb, what are you doing? We had the number one pick. Even if they
if they put in, like, the kicker as a quarterback.
You don't have to do that. They have a second string. They have a third string quarterback. They could have run the ball every play, but they didn't. They were throwing the ball down the field like they were trying to get into the playoffs. It was insane.
I agree, but I just wondered. I didn't know if anybody could be penalized for such or if he can actually say we need to kind of
do
everything we can.
If you want to know how to throw a game without getting in trouble for throwing a game, the team they played against, the Buffalo Bills, they threw the game. They lost the game on purpose. So the Patriots would not
get their number one draft pick.
Exactly. So
why couldn't these dum-dums do it?
That's what I'm saying. The Bills are going to the playoffs, so it doesn't matter to them. And you know what they did? They put in their second string or their third string. They ran the ball.
So I agree with you. It would have been after that I would have probably been like, hey, you're not the coach for us.
Yeah, for me personally, I would not have fired Jerod Mayo after this season that he had. New quarterback looks great.
You just said you would have.
No. After the game today. After today, you just like blowing it for all of these picks you could have had or the number one. There was so much positive that could have come out of losing today.
You know what?
Dumb. Lose the game.
We're just going to suck again next year.
And now here we go again. And it's been like 5 years now.
Oh, because, you know, New England's not used to losing or anything.
Well, then the Celtics lost Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. We're a bunch of crybabies up here.
Not wrong.
Dan, did I explain that okay?
Yeah, Lana has never heard of the term tanking, which professional sports teams do all the time, or they lose on purpose subtly so that they can get a better draft pick. We lost all year. We couldn't lose one game that the one game that we wanted to lose.
Okay. And you think that getting first and foremost.
Yes,
had that first round draft pick, do you think we'd actually use it, or do you think we'd trade it to try and get a whole lot more players?
That one.
A.
Yeah.
So there's that. And B, so now we get the second round draft pick.
No,
is that so bad?
No, we dropped down, I think, three
to
or four.
No, no. Y'all, one draft pick is not going to change this team.
It did with Tom Brady.
He was in the sixth round, though.
Thank you.
He got fired so fast after that
game. They were still in the locker room.
That's brutal.
Within 50 minutes, I think it was.
I feel badly for him. I feel like he was not given a good enough
chance. I do not feel badly for him.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was never qualified to have the job.
Oh, I see.
He was never a coordinator.
He just wasn't ready yet.
No, yeah, he had never called a play as a coach.
Right.
And there's steps you take before you become a head coach. Mm-hmm. But Robert Kraft went on a trip to Israel with him and decided he should be the coach. Mm-hmm. So he just put him in, and he was never qualified for that job.
All right, Dan, so who's going to be our next coach? Because you know that they've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah, I would like Mike Vrabel, also a former Patriots player, but has went elsewhere and won Coach of the Year in other places.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's far more qualified.
And he's got a wonderfully strong chin, Kennedy. I don't know if you've ever seen him before.
Yes, I looked him up this morning.
Good looking guy.
We don't want any Uggos leading this team.
Yeah, he's a really good looking guy.
Because that's important
when it
comes to winning.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Belichick was a looker, and we won six Super Bowls with him.
That's right.
I still don't have sleeves on my hoodies.
Oh, it's a tough way to start the new year, losing your job, right?
I just feel so badly for
him. I do, too. I really like him as a person, as a human being.
Yes.
I think he's a really good guy, and I think, for me personally, I disagree with Dan. I think they should have given him another season.
I think they should have fired him before the game.
In the middle of the game? Like second quarter, Robert Kraft on the sideline?
I think they should have came out and just took his clipboard and say, you're done here.
Wow, Dan.
Let me run a franchise. Iron Fist.
I'm serious. Put Dan in, yo.
From the 518, one pick changed the Chiefs franchise. That's probably from our Chiefs fan in Kansas City. You stay out of this conversation today. Yeah. This one isn't for you.
We want to hear about you going for a three-peat. to be you.
Oh, my God. I'm here for it.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy?
Yeah?
Say good morning to Melissa from Northborough.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Kennedy, how are you?
Living the dream, babe. Living the dream.
Parker and Owen are in the car, correct?
Say hi, boy.
Hi. Going back to school. How long were they home?
Like a week and a half.
Yeah. It's a big day, right? Big day in my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Big day. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So, you know, there are five trivia questions. It's all pop culture. You answer more than right than Kennedy, and you're going to win yourself $100 cash, okay?
Okay.
Looking at the big board, Kennedy, with 5,891 wins, 431 losses. Question number one, a restaurant waiter has been arrested for allegedly selling drugs to Liam Payne before his death in Argentina last year. Which group was he a part of?
One Direction.
Justin Bieber has officially unfollowed the man who discovered him and used to manage him for years. Who is he?
P. Diddy.
Question number three. President Biden gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Michael J. Fox, Denzel Washington, Hillary Clinton, Bono, Magic Johnson, and a few others. Denzel played the character Macronus in which 2024 Ridley Scott movie?
2020. I haven't a clue.
Question number four. Demi Moore won her first acting award ever last night at the Golden Globes for The Substance. Demi has been married to two very famous actors. Name them both.
How many actors did you say? What was
two. Demi Moore's.
Two.
Yep.
She's been married to Ashton Kutcher.
Yep.
And Demi Moore.
Oh, I can see his face. Bruce Willis.
Question number 5. 6 years ago today, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and Rami Malek took home the Best Actor Award. What is the opening line to the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'm sure I'm wrong, but is it, I see a little silhouette of a man?
Scaramouche, Scaramouche. Can you do the Fandango? No, that's the middle.
Yeah. All right. Here comes Kennedy. Okay. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Melissa.
Hi, Kennedy.
Do I have 2 out of 5, right?
Yes, 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
Okay.
One for Parker, one for Owen.
Yep. These are hard,
all
Kennedy.
Right,
you ready?
I got 2 right, guys.
A restaurant waiter has been arrested for allegedly selling drugs to Liam Payne before his death in Argentina last year. Which group brought him to fame?
One Direction.
Tied at 1. Justin Bieber has officially unfollowed the man who discovered him and used to manage him for years. Who is he?
Scooter Braun.
What do you think that's about, Kennedy?
Oh.
He doesn't need that kind of negativity in his life.
Mm-hmm. 2-1, question number 3. President Biden gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Michael J. Fox, Denzel Washington, Hillary Clinton, Bono, Magic Johnson, and others. Denzel played the character Macrinus in which 2024 Ridley Scott movie?
Gladiator 2?
I saw that over the holidays.
And?
I liked it. I don't know why it's getting so much hate.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the first one, but I never thought it was going to be as good as the first one. Still a fun movie.
I thought the second half of the movie was really good. The first half was was okay.
I'm going to wait until it stops being $19 to rent. Yeah. Then I shall watch it.
Yeah, that's what I paid for Wicked. That hurt. I'm not going to lie. It was Wicked
expensive.
Oh,
I bought it. So.
You bought it?
Yeah. Well, I figured I wanted to watch it twice, so.
I gotcha.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. 3-1, question number 4. Demi Moore won her first acting award ever last night at the Golden Globes for The Substance. Demi has been married to 2 very famous actors. Name them both.
Bruce Willis, Ashton Kutcher.
She's also in the TV show Landman, and it's very weird because she's super famous and she has like one line.
It's called a cameo, Carson.
And she's in it a lot, but she never says anything.
She's an extra?
She's swimming in the pool. She's out having dinner with them. Apparently, it's very expensive to get Demi to talk on
TV. As it should. As it should be.
And question number 5. 6 years ago today, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe for Best Drama, and Rami Malek took home the Best Actor Award. What is the opening line to the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Is this the real life or just a fantasy? That's not right, is it? Is it right?
You're super close.
I was off by something. What did I get wrong?
Is this the real life? Is this just a fantasy? 4-2 is the final score. Super close.
Super close.
Yeah. We lost them.
Means you have to go to school, Parker and Owen. We're sorry.
You guys got to go to school.
They're probably
excited. They're just looking at me blankly.
Yeah.
They're like, that's why we're in the car.
There was an option.
Kennedy gets to win 4-2, Melissa. No cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Melissa from Northborough and Parker and Owen, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Julie from Pelham.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Julie?
Please leave the studio, Kennedy.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too. Nothing you need it.
This is a big one, Julie. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $1,000. That is the way to start 2025. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yep.
You ready?
I think so.
All right. You don't sound ready. Where's the confidence?
Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Boston Calling will announce their lineup sometime today. Which college campus hosts the annual Memorial Day Festival?
College campus hosts it?
Yeah.
Boston calling? Calling, I think it's, I'm just going to say Suffolk because I think that takes place at City Hall and I know Suffolk's right there and I went to Suffolk.
Question number two, which actress voiced Princess Fiona in the Shrek films?
Oh, I know this, but I can't. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Take your time. We got all day.
Oh.
We have like 12 more minutes though, so.
Or all day, either one. I can't come up with it. And my kids are going to be like, Ma.
Question number three.
You know, I fall asleep during every kid's movie. Every single
what
one.
What is the name of the fictional continent where Game of Thrones primarily takes place?
I never watched that.
All right. Question number four. Which artist recorded the theme song for the James Bond film No Time to Die?
Duran Duran, but I think they recorded a different one, but I don't know the other one, so...
Question number five. Yeah. This flamboyant piano player is credited as the first to have a residency in Vegas long before Celine Dion or Elvis Presley. Who is he?
Liberace.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Kennedy!
So that's your wheelhouse.
That's wild. That is crazy.
Kennedy. I almost said Lamborghini.
Hold on. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
That was a journey.
I love a journey.
Yep. Julie got 1 out of 5.
Oh.
So,
oh,
first suit of 2025.
Didn't take long, did it?
No. Nope.
Oh.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
And Julie is a delight. Question number one.
Thank you.
Boston Calling will announce their lineup sometime today. Which college campus hosts the annual Memorial Day Festival?
Harvard.
It is Harvard over at the Harvard Sports Complex there. 1-0. Question number two. Which actress voiced Princess Fiona in the Shrek films?
Cameron Diaz.
2-0.
Oh, wow. I wasn't thinking that at all.
What is the name of the fictional continent where Game of Thrones primarily takes place?
Westeros.
Westeros is it. 3-0. Which artist recorded the theme song for the James Bond film No Time to Die?
Billie Eilish?
It was Billie Eilish, not Duran Duran.
That's a Beautiful Kill.
They did do one. Not also, I almost said Madonna, because she did one, too. Remember Die Another Day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adele, too. Did you know she did one?
Mm-hmm. She did Skyfall.
Skyfall!
Oh, she did a few. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
4-0, question number five. Now that we've gotten all those theme songs out of the way for the Bond movies. This flamboyant piano player is credited as the first to have a residency in Vegas long before Celine Dion or Elvis. Who is he?
Liberace?
Yes. He was the first in the 40s and 50s to be booked to do residencies in Vegas.
And he drove a limousine on stage.
I can't believe, I was really proud of that question.
I feel like flamboyant piano player probably gave people a hint.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe it was too much of a
I don't answer. Know a second flamboyant.
Did you know the answer
John.
To that before?
I did.
You did?
Well, I would have guessed because of flamboyant.
You don't know a second flamboyant?
Outside piano? Of Elton John.
That's what I was hoping to trip people up.
But before Elvis Presley?
Well, he could have been really, really... No. Actually. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Thank you.
Nice job, Kennedy.
It's all good.
Julie, we really appreciate you calling in to play today.
We do.
You are a delight.
Call anytime.
Thank you.
You were a win. Unfortunately, don't get the cash, though. What would you like to say to Kennedy?
I know. I'm Julie from Pelham, New Hampshire, and I can't be Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.